anything else.
Yeah, they seem to, you know, they keep insisting they believe, you believe them fully, and, sorry, you believe Heidi fully, and that upsets me, because I keep, I'm suspicious, you see.
As I told you before, my job is not to believe, my job is to investigate.
Yeah. Okay, Tor, well, thanks a million, I'll wait to receive your letter.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yes, hi there, Mr. Jensen, you remember me, Farid Al-Dawani?
Yes,
from,
I remember you.
Yes, hi, I got your phone number from your Mundalen police station. Sorry to trouble you again, but I keep hearing from the newspapers and from other people that the police seem to believe Heidi and not me. And, you know, in view of that, I was just wondering how this can be.
I don't know, because I don't have the case.
Yeah.
That Toril.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't herself tell me anything. She just says there's no evidence and all this, but
I see, but I don't know what's new in the case.
Well,
I can't help you.
I don't think anything's new at all. It's just that I can't seem to you see, I'm not happy, very happy with the way you know, she's very nice to me over the phone, but it's just that when Heidi came in after 11 months to speak to Toril, I phoned up on the very moment that Heidi was in with her, and I asked to speak to Heidi because I want to challenge her over these allegations that I've threatened to kill her son and her neighbours, and I've written hundreds of obscene letters and made a hundred obscene phone calls. I have not done any of this, and I must have the chance to challenge her over this, and that's why, you know, I asked Toril to let her speak to me, and she said she doesn't want to speak to you, but specifically I said please ask her about this allegation of attempted rape in 1986. That's the reason I've been sending all these letters, because I'm sick of it, you know, and I said that's the reason for the whole case, that she's gone and told lies to the newspapers because of these reports I'm sending. So please ask her about the attempted rape. And she didn't. She said nothing. She didn't mention it to her. She says Heidi didn't mention this to me. And to me this is just ridiculous, because she's made allegations I've attempted to rape her, she's made allegations a Bergen shopkeeper attempted to rape her, and unless this is investigated, then what's the point of it all? I'm trying to prove this girl is a liar and a very sick woman, and yet the opposite it seems to be the case, seems to be the opposite is written, that I am the sick man, and you know, I'm suffering from erotic paranoia, and Muslim men are this and that. I can't accept this, and never will. And I will continue to my campaign against her, and until the newspapers print my side of the story. I can't live with this.
I'm afraid.
You are her boss. You are above her. You must be able to do something, for God's sake.
But I don't. I haven't had time to get myself into the case as well as Toril.
I want a man to deal with this. I don't want a woman. I've got nothing against Toril personally, but she's just a woman with a woman, and I want a man to talk to the woman, because I'm a man. I want a man on my side. I can't live with it. I've read them again in the newspapers yesterday in English, and I can't sleep, you know, I just cannot have this. And the newspapers are refusing to print my side of the story. The editor of the Bergen Tidende, he told me that in the 25 years he's been in the newspapers, he's never come across a case where the other person's point of view is not printed. He said, we always print the other side. And I said, well, you haven't printed my side, and it's 15 months. You've got all the information, and he said he hasn't even seen my correspondence. I send my stuff to the newspapers, to the journalist, and he doesn't give it to the editor. He says, speak to my editor, and then I speak to the editor, and he said, I've not heard of anything. I don't know about this. What's going on up there?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I appreciate you're busy, and it's just, you know, everybody's got their lives to live, but I have got to clear my name, and I will continue. You can tell Toril that I will continue to send reports to everyone I can until my name is cleared. I can't.
I think if you're still going on with that, it will not help you. It will.
But nothing helps me anyway. No, even whatever I do doesn't help me. Nothing helps me.
I'm afraid that will turn it so that it will be more painful for you.
Yes, but nothing. But no one's doing anything anyway. No one is in touch with me. No one writes to me. The newspapers, the police. No one gets in touch with me to say anything, except the Press Complaints Commission, and they will investigate my case on the 20th of August.
Yeah, hi Tol, it's Fareed here. Yeah, hi there. I was wondering the other day, I haven't heard from you with this this letter that was going to come. What's been happening? Your lawyer? The police lawyer.
The state.
The government lawyer.
Everyone call it.
The prosecutor.
Yes, you can call him that. And you want to take a look at the case. Before I do anything else.
The case?
Yes, the case, Heidi has some job. She came here with it for a long time ago.
What, 6 months ago or a year?
Yeah.
What was her case?
We have talked about that many times. You know what
it is. I mean, no, apart from... No, it's not just sending these bits of paper, is it? It's not just sending the. It's not these the stuff that is arriving in the post, is it? It's not Mike in Norwegian. That's not. Yeah. What? That's all the. Yeah. Which I. Yeah, okay, so, nothing much to say.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
I shall write in my book, and I shall do it, I hope, this week. If I was not with
big... Yeah. I wish, you know, the Press Complaints Commission, wrote to me a few weeks ago just saying that they'd recommended this chap who telephoned you once, didn't he? And I suppose he was quite angry with me, was he? Yeah, because he was angry with me, and he was happy to tell me that the newspapers weren't interested in my story, and as soon as I heard this from him, I knew that the Press Complaints Commission are going to do nothing. And then without telling me, I had to phone up again. They said we've recommended to the commission that your complaint is out of time. You see? So they've done, even they have covered up.
But I have no time. I have people in my office.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am at the job all this week, and I have a holiday from the Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
So when you be back next week?
I'm here next week.
Next week?
All the week.
Next week. Okay. All right then. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's all. It's Fareed here again. I was wondering when on earth this case or letter from you is going to close this matter altogether.
We are doing something with it, but it hasn't gone fast because
it's not important.
Yes, it's important for the people who.
Well, it's not priority anyway. Yeah. So what's the position at the moment then with this case?
You can send the case to my lawyer, or what you call it, in the police in Drammen before Christmas, I hope.
And saying what? I mean, what's he going to do?
I don't know. I will be...
I mean, what is their case, basically?
The what Katie has said in her...
statement.
And our job or my job is to prove or get evidence for once in one direction and the other direction.
Yeah. So I mean, let's be honest. All you've got to really do is to confront her again over these allegations that she says I've written threats in letters to kill her son. Yeah? Now all you've got to do is get her back in and say, look, Mr. El-Diwani is terribly upset over this lie, and he has to clear his name. So what, if you could please, is ask her to either prove that some evidence exists or admit she's lied. And I know it's very hard to admit she's lied, but at least you can put it to her that we have to assume, Heidi, that you have lied. And secondly, you can ask her to produce these neighbours. Yes, hi, good morning. Is Toril Sorter in today, please?
Could you please repeat?
Yeah, Toril Sorter.
Yeah.
Is she in today?
Yeah.
Good,
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Sorter?
Yes, hi, Toril. It's Fareed El-Diwani. Yes, hi there. Been a long time. Right, did you manage to read my letter that I wrote?
Okay.
Oh, good, okay. Well, I've got a copy of the letter in front of me. Can we, sorry? Oh, the lawyer. Oh, okay. Is there any chance I could have his phone number? Thanks. 32, yep.
80,
yeah. And what's his name? How do you spell that?
L. And that's one you don't use.
O with a.
No. Yes, you can use O.
With a two dots or a line?
Huh? Well, what to say?
With two dots on top or a line?
Yes, it's not correct, but
no.
You can spell it that way.
Yeah. L-O...
M...
N...
D...
Yeah.
And then R-O with two over. And S.
Longos. Is that his first name?
First name is,
I have to look.
A dog.
D-A-G. Okay, so, I mean, as far as you're concerned, what can we do about you interviewing Heidi again?
I have talked to Heidi two times since I talked to you last.
Oh.
And I have written it down.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Lingos in Drammen.
Yeah.
And he has taken the whole case into Oslo.
Uh-huh.
Who has been in contact with England. And in England has answered our letter and told us who they looked at the case. And we have told them put the case away. And that's it. It won't to be in a case who you have to meet and
So it's all over, is it?
Yes, it's all over.
But,
If it comes any more thing in the case we have to look at, maybe the lawyers in Oslo
have
done something with it, but not now.
So what were you trying to find out from the people in London? If I could be stopped somehow from...
No, not just that, but... we want to see the law, how they are...
What for? Extradition?
Yes.
Although,
we need to know what the English police department say about these things. What they want to do with the case if they get it over to them. So that's very...
Well, you had to wait a long time for the police in England to.
No, it was very quickly.
Oh, was it?
The laws in Norway is not like the laws in England.
Yeah, it was.
That
I mean,
that's what we want to find out.
Yeah, that's what I told you from the start, that this isn't a criminal. In England?
Yes, it is a criminal in India. But you see, for English police to look at the case, it have they want some more. If the case, if Heidi had lived in England, they would have done something with the case. But when Heidi lives here and you in England, it has to be a...
So what were the criminal things I was doing?
Say things about Heidi in the public, and...
Do you know they're true?
Yeah, that's what...
things who is not so good about her person.
What is she saying that isn't true?
Did
you say? Yeah, well, what things is she telling you that are not true? I mean, it's all on that sheet of paper in Norwegian, isn't it? Yeah?
But the country is not agree with you.
Yes, but on what?
Yes, it's many things you say in your letter. That is not true. But you say also that for some years ago she liked you very much and she told the things about her who was true. And as you now use in your letters to people in Norway who hurt her. But she said also it's a mix with things who is not so true.
Yes, what are the things? I have not said a single lie in any of the things I've said. Yes, what?
About drugs and about...
Oh, drugs. For instance, Goodman Johansson. Is she denying that Goodman Johansson took heroin?
No, but the way you say it, what has that to do with her? Also, she means her life is... her business.
Yes, but the thing is, what you still haven't told me what I have supposed to have lied about.
But please, I don't remember exactly, and I don't want to tell you things when I can't remember it correctly.
Well, could you get your file then, and I'll ring back? Because...
I don't have it here anymore.
Oh.
I'll send the case to Lingolf, and Lingolf has sent it to Oslo. So I don't have it here anymore.
So someone eventually will be able to tell me what Heidi says I have been lying about.
Yes, you will send in the paper and the report I have written after talking to Heidi. But I can't, you see, it's a long time since I write this report, and I don't have it here. And it will be wrong if I tell you thing and I don't remember it correctly.
Well, first of all, you know, she must be saying that some of the things I've written in that Norwegian report are not correct. But every single piece of information in there came from her mouth to me.
You don't see it the same way. She says that something you are saying is wrong and other things you have written in the letter is maybe things right, but it hurts her that other people...
Yes, but what is she saying that I've written... And when you say wrong, do you mean that I'm making it up as lies?
Yes, she says that something that you have written is lies. But as I told you, I can't remember what was that. So I don't want to...
Well, okay, but everything... there's nothing that I've written, nothing whatsoever, once, that is a lie. You know... Yeah, that's what I'd like to find out. You see, I'd like to talk to her because she. Well, that's not surprising because she's going to have to. You know, the cross examination I'll give her will catch her out.
I don't think that she has tried to talk to you. She has tried to letters to you. She has tried to be nice to you. But no, she don't...
Well, that's all rubbish. The, she The last letters she wrote to me were in 1990.
Yes, that's a long time.
Yeah, and that was purely to do with, well, I suppose re-establishing a friendship and her Christianity and her wanting to marry a Christian man and hoping I would become a Christian, but it was nothing to do with trying to tell me to be reasonable and to leave her alone. But the thing is this, let's get down to some basics. Threats to kill her son. You read my letter, so what's your answer to that? Threat about, she alleges I've threatened to kill her son.
For a long time ago, I don't remember when. It came a letter who is the police in Bergen have a guess, but I don't know what they have done with.
Yeah, in 19...
I have tried to figure it out, but I haven't made it, because they don't know where it is.
So
They have thrown all the letters she gave to the police. Maybe, I don't know what they have done with it. But they can't find it, and they can't give it to me. Because I have... I wanted to forget about this, to read them.
So, a major piece of evidence when... of threatening to kill a little two-year-old boy somehow goes missing.
Yes, the police in Bergen say that they get some letters from Heidi and her... her husband, her parents, at that time.
Her parents?
No, not her, but what do you call it? Her husband's...
her boyfriend's parents? Johansson?
No, not Johansson. The father to the boy. The granddaddy and mother for the boy.
Overdor?
Not Overdor. No. Her boys.
Her stepbrothers?
No, not...
Half-brothers, no?
The parents of her boyfriend at that time, who is the father for her boy.
You mean, Schön? Schön?
Yeah?
Rudolf Schön?
Is that her son?
Well, Runar Schön is her husband.
Runar Schön.
Oh, in 1986, her boyfriend...
Yes, the father to her boy.
Yeah, Goodman Johansson.
Was that Johansson?
Yeah.
Okay. He's his parent.
Yeah.
Did go to the police and give them some letters.
In 1986?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I did write to them, but I didn't say anything abusive in there. I just told them.
Okay, but at that time, they took the letters and go to the police and write a report there. Maybe they did the same. But I can't find it, because they have maybe trolled the letters somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't find it, and they say they don't know where it is. So, I don't know what they have done with it, but they say that Heidi and wrote the law for some of it.
Yeah, but I have a report from the police in 1990, and they say, when my lawyer wrote to them in 1990 from here, they didn't mention the fact of attempted rape. You see, but when my Bergen lawyer investigated it in 1995, he somehow found the allegation of attempted rape. So in 1990, the police didn't tell my English lawyer this, and that's the reason I became so angry about this attempted rape, and it's the facts of that that I have been trying to obtain without success. You see, and that's the reason it was the last straw. And I just wanted to accept that. Now, I'm still obviously furious that this allegation about killing her son has been made by Heidi, because, you know, I have to be insane to put that in writing. And, I've never made it at all anyway, but for someone to put that in writing is suicide. And I think there's a cover-up, or something's going on.
But you can see, in the case who is in Oslo now, we have based our investigation as things we can find, and I have put some letters in there from you, from Heidi, to you.
Letters from Heidi to me? Well, she's kept copies of letters she wrote to me.
And you
I don't believe it.
You sent me some.
No, you...
You sent me some letters that you have got from Heidi.
Yeah, that's right, but...
She had some letters, I mean, she had...
From me.
From
me. She's got letters that I wrote to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. But you
I have put some letters you have wrote to me.
Yeah,
And at that base, we have put a case away so long.
Yeah, but you can see the theme of my letters is the same throughout. I don't like being told after I've had sex with her that she's.
She denied that.
What, that she denied I had intercourse with her? Oh, well, that's nonsense. I had an AIDS test in 1986 because she told me that Goodman Johansson was taking heroin. She said...
She says it happened, maybe, oh, I don't remember. But I remember. She said you had sex one time?
Yes.
In Bergen, maybe?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
And,
In 1985,
And she has said that she didn't want to have sex with you, but you want.
Yeah, she said she didn't want, that's right, but eventually she said, okay, come on, it's nothing. But I did not attempt to rape her, I did not manhandle her, I did not touch her in any way whatsoever. I was on the couch, she was on her bed, and I was on the on her black couch the other side. But the reason she said afterwards, right, that she was reluctant to have sex, she told me afterwards because she'd resumed having sex with Goodman Johansson, okay, which I obviously, she didn't want to tell me that because, you know, she would have thought that I thought she was insane after what he'd done to her. But a year or so later she told me that he'd been injecting heroin after he went to China, and he bought heroin over there. And then obviously I was so angry that it took me obviously until 1990 to go and question her, to go and confront her about this this behaviour of hers, and that's when I was arrested. But it was purely to go and question her about her AIDS risk behaviour. But even the first time I went to see her, we came close to having sex. It's just that you know, I actually told her before I went to Jammen, to Bergen, I told her not to let me succumb, you know, to having sex, because it wasn't right until we got to know each other a lot better. But what did she say about the attempted rape?
She said that it was a rape from her side, yes? She said it was a rape.
Now she's saying I raped her.
Yeah.
When?
I don't remember.
On the occasion we had...
In Bergen.
But on the occasion we had sex.
Yeah. In Bergen. It was one time, she said. I mean to remember. One time in Bergen.
Is this the same occasion that I've just described to you?
Yes.
Oh, she says that was rape.
I mean so. I don't remember exactly. But I mean to remember that she said you had sex once or two times?
No, just the once.
Once, okay. And that was a rape.
Oh.
She said.
So it's nothing to do with attempted rape?
No.
As the police said.
Maybe the police at that time mean it was that, but...
Well, that's what they wrote. Attempted, there's a big difference.
Yes, I know. But I don't know that case. But the... I mean, the police have not put the case away.
They haven't?
We have, yes.
Oh, you have. But what about the police in Bergen about attempted rape?
Yes, that is put away.
So why does Wessenberg tell me they can reopen it?
Maybe they can do that, but it hasn't been done.
Huh?
Maybe they can reopen the case.
Yeah.
But they haven't done...
Do they believe her? Does anyone believe Heidi?
I believe that Heidi have a very difficult time, and she have lived a life she's not... proud of, and but she now try to start again and have a nice life.
Oh yeah, obviously. I mean,
and all these messages from you and all the telephones to the neighbors and so on is giving her headache. And she
well, obviously, I mean, most women when they get to her age, she's 35. They don't have many chances left in life to.
Yeah, but I think she have a good life with her husband, very nice. I think so, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, she...
She tried to get on her life again.
Well, of course she does, because she...
And I think that she is making it, that she will make it. I think she will get a good life now, but as she said, she has lived a life when she was young. She she's not proud of it, and she tried to forget it, but she can't, and you write letters to her all the time.
Well, obviously, you know, I mean, I'm not going to forget the allegations she's made in the newspapers, but... There was also, she alleged that a Bergen shopkeeper, as you know, had raped her as well. Have you any information on this?
No.
No, well, as I've told you in my letters, her old friend, Anne Christine Horvai, I've given you her phone number, she told me a little bit as well about this Bergen shopkeeper who was supposed to have raped Heidi because they were at a party together. So that's another little piece of evidence that, anyway, I did not rape her, and if she wants to maintain that, then her life in the future is not going to be very happy, because she's going to have to withdraw that allegation. She's going to have to withdraw the allegation.
That is my point, is that now we have put the case, all the case.
In Oslo.
Yes, and it's lying there, and we won't do anything with it if the all stops now, and I hope so, I understand that you is hurt, and she is hurt, and everything is going on so long.
She's only hurt because the truth has come out about her. I'm very hurt because a pack of lies has been told about me.
Yes. That. But as she said, so things who is coming out is she mean it's something is lies and something is
screws and this is mixed together and it hurts much.
Yeah, so the fact she's been in a psychiatric unit and you know, sleeps with people taking heroin and all the abortions, it means that she's really not such a bad girl, you know,
Maybe that's right, but I see it like this.
Mm.
That is her life, and as she said, she is not proud of this life.
Yeah, but she mustn't...
We want to come over it and start again.
But she mustn't... start again. In 1995, she didn't start a good life again. She turned Christian. And for her to print wholesale lies, or have wholesale lies printed in the newspapers, means to me that she's worse than ever. And
now the case is closed.
Yeah.
For so long.
So will I be arrested if I set foot in Norway?
Yes, if you try to contact her, maybe you will.
If I try to contact her?
Yes.
Yeah, but if I don't?
No, then I can't arrest you. I won't can do that.
Yeah, but can anyone else? Can the Bergen police? Can the people at the airport?
Maybe the people in Oslo, the lawyers there, mean that if you come to Norway, we'll try to start a case again, to end this case in a court or something. I don't know.
So long
it's closed, and I don't know what will happen if you come to Norway.
So I better phone them up and ask them? So the best thing for me to do is to phone them up and ask them?
Maybe, yes.
What about the neighbours Heidi says I threatened to kill? Have you got any, have any neighbours been found who have claimed I have threatened to kill them?
No.
So is Heidi lying or what?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well,
I
think definitely.
It's too possible. The one is that if you have threatened them, they don't want to go to the police because they think they will not make some more trouble for Heidi, or maybe Heidi lies.
Yes, well, I can tell you something. I've never threatened her neighbours at all. The only way I got her address was from an Indian woman called Karilat, who worked at the post office, who knew Heidi. Because someone else in that post office knew Runar Schoen. She asked, and that's how I got her so-called secret address. And again, this woman, Karilat, told me that she thought Heidi was mixing with a man who took or sold drugs, a drug taker. So, you know, everything I've told you was information gathered from other people.
Yes, but what I don't understand is that these letters, phones, or everything have gone on so long.
Oh yeah, and you know...
The police have put the case away. I don't understand why you can't stop it there.
Because it's a dreadful thing to allege that I've threatened to kill her son, that I've written 400 obscene letters, and...
But I'm sure that no one in Norway... Remember the case anymore.
No. They certainly, you see, at the time the newspapers came out, I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't have my point of view printed, and the effect, obviously, the newspapers were printed against me, and it has a much deeper effect on me than the public who don't care, because it's not them, it's me.
Now have the police taken the case serious, and we have looked at it, and we have investigated, and we have put it away. And then you have to do the same. Because you can't do this for years and years, so you have to start up a new year.
To be honest, I wanted to make sure that just as many people who read the newspapers read my
many people are writing your letters, yes, because I get many of them.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's why I've carried on, because I had to get my point of view across, and for that, I blame the newspapers for... Is it the case that the newspapers didn't believe what I'd written in Norwegian? Hmm?
The people don't... the newspaper don't believe you? Is it?
Yeah. Is that why they...
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
But that's nothing to do with Haley, that they appreciate...
No, they printed what she told them. She told me over the phone, she said, Fareed, you see, when I spoke to her, she refused to say anything about the case. She said, oh, the case is, I can't say anything, Fareed, because my lawyers have told me to say nothing. But what she did say, she said, I could have told a lot of lies to the newspapers, but I didn't. And the reason she said that is because she told me, Fareed, I know you're recording my conversation. Okay, and she said that so that on the recording of my conversation with her, if anybody listened to it, they would say, oh, look, she's telling the truth. But that girl told 100% lies. Now, I know her better than anyone because I've known her longer than anybody. And that's why I don't care what anybody else says. You know, I've tried to say, look, you know, She's alleged that I've raped her now. Now get the evidence of the Bergen shopkeeper that she says raped her. And it was me who was always trying to help her in the 80s, even when I wasn't that interested in her. Because obviously, eventually, with all these suicide attempts and, you know, all sex with so many men, it kind of turns me off, even though I was feeling very lonely. So, you know, when she said she liked me a lot in the early 80s, that was true. But for someone in her condition, she isn't going to like me or love me for very long, because she likes going with lots of different boys, you see. And when I find out, you know, that she's got pregnant again, and it did almost ruin her life, because she did have another suicide attempt in 1988, my letters to her parents, you know, and to Johansson's parents, were obviously warnings about which they didn't... take seriously. They just ignored them and said that, oh, this Englishman is mad. But what came afterwards was a tragedy for her, and I foresaw it. No one else did. I did. And when I go, you know, and just simply question her about getting pregnant again, she goes crazy.
Something more with this, because I have sent from me and the Lumos in Drammen, and he has only two, so I, if you need to know anything more.
Phone the others, yeah. I think you've had enough, haven't you?
No, but I can't help you anymore.
No.
As I told you, I mean, this case is so old. And I mean, when the police have looked at it, and we have interviewed several times, and I have talked to other people, and...
Oh, who else? Who else?
I have